My guest at this time is Grace Marie Turner. She's president of the Galen Institute, one of the leading healthcare policy organizations in the nation. She's also the lead author of the brand new book, Why Obamacare is Wrong for America. We want to get her reaction to a couple of different major stories related to the ongoing healthcare debate, and especially related to the laws which were passed last year by the democratically controlled Congress. First of all, the stories that have erupted this week about perhaps the politicization of the extension of Obamacare waivers to various firms and even an entire state, it would seem. We also want to get her thoughts on how the comments of a couple Republican presidential hopefuls may have impacted this national debate. And Grace Marie, it's always great to have you with us.
Greg, it's nice to talk with you.
Well, the headline on a number of different websites earlier in the week was that in the month of April, 20% of the waivers for the president's health care plan came specifically from Nancy Pelosi's San Francisco area district. And you and I have talked in the past about how labor organizations, major corporations, and others have been able to opt out or get the waiver from the Department of Health and Human Services. What do we know for sure, and what just smells fishy about the politics involved in the extension of these waivers?
The whole thing is fishy, and I'm telling you two quick things. First of all, one of the reasons the American people rightly so opposed this legislation being passed in the first place is because they saw it as a collection of all these special deals, you know, the Cornhusker kickback, the Louisiana Purchase, all those special deals for senators to buy their votes. And they thought, if this legislation is so good, why do you have to buy the votes of senators? So all these waivers for people to get an exemption from just one part temporarily of Obamacare looks like the same thing, a bunch of special deals. It depends on who you know. Are you politically connected in order to get these deals? And it just throws the rule of law out the window. Clearly, you are not, if not everybody's going to be treated the same with this legislation. It's going to depend upon who you know. Absolutely outrageous. The New York Times actually had a front page piece yesterday about nursing homes saying, we want an exemption from Obamacare because we can't possibly afford to pay the premiums for our workers and still deal with the payment rates that we get from Medicare. Well, small business owners, retailers are all saying, what about us? McDonald's is putting in electronic ordering kiosks because they can't afford to hire people. So we're losing jobs. Employers are afraid to hire people, and now they see everybody getting these waivers if they have political connections, and they're saying this legislation has to go. And by the way, people are thinking they're getting a waiver from Obamacare. Not true. They are getting a waiver from one small part, a couple of pages in this 2,800 pages of legislation that says sets a limit on how much they have to provide in annual coverage to their workers. So these are sort of bare-bones policies, small people who have a lot of low-wage employees, particularly restaurants, are saying, we can't afford to do that. These people are going to lose their coverage if you don't give us a waiver. Every year they're going to have to apply. And the administration, a number of times, the Republicans on the House have said, tell us the criteria that you're using to determine who gets a waiver and who doesn't. And Health and Human Services strong-arming them. They won't tell how it is they're making the decisions on who gets a waiver and who doesn't. I mean, the whole thing is just it's just the beginning of the corruption that this legislation is going to lead to.
Couple quick follow-ups on what you just said, Grace Marie. You mentioned that this is not a blanket waiver, so employer mandates, those sorts of things still on the books for
absolutely,
all these people?
Absolutely, 100%. People don't realize that. This is coming at us like a freight train. Individual mandates that employers have to provide coverage, which, by the way, is likely to cost $20,000 a year for a family policy, because of all the mandates that the Secretary of Health and Human Services is going to require of what has to be covered. I mean, the Congressional Budget Office has said this policy is going to cost $20,000 a year, and you have to buy it. This is the federal government telling you you must buy this product or be in violation of federal law and pay a fine. That's what the lawsuit is all about, saying, You know, we don't think you can force us to purchase this policy, but mandates on individuals, mandates on employers, and mandates on states to comply with all this. This is a big government takeover of our healthcare system, and I think the administration is just wanting us to think, oh, it's just this small stuff. It's just 26-year-olds and their parents' policies. It's just a few insurance regulations. Why is everybody so upset? The big, bad stuff is all coming at us starting in 2014, and the only thing that can stop us is a president who's willing to sign a legislation that the Congress passes that says repeal it all.
Grace Murray, one quick follow-up before we get to the presidential election. Are there specific laws that govern the extension of waivers, or is this just one of the consequences of an expanded bureaucracy?
There are about 2,000 references in this legislation to specific powers that the Secretary of Health and Human Services has to implement this legislation. The Secretary shall make rules, make decisions, create new mandates. She's got huge slush funds, $10 billion in slush funds that she's now trying to throw around, trying to get people to participate in new parts of these programs. So it's all discretionary by the Secretary. And when they set up the new regulations to put a lot of this in place, they've done it in a way that did not provide any time for public comment. These are rules coming down from all these czars saying this is what you must do, and people are looking around and saying, is this America? What is this? Here we have the government taking over 1/6 of the economy and basically throwing the rule of law out the window.
Grace Maria, obviously, I think most of our listeners are familiar with the comments made by Mitt Romney and Newt Gingrich in the past several days. Romney, in his speech, saying that he would repeal Obamacare, but in the situation of him when he was governor of Massachusetts, individual mandates make sense, and he stands by that decision made several years ago. Newt Gingrich, in older comments, seemed to support mandates. He now says he does not and has been an ardent opponent of Obamacare from the get-go, although he did say that on Meet the Press over the weekend that he thought the Ryan Medicare reform plan was right-wing social engineering. And obviously, this has been bandied about in all sectors over the past few days. How much has it impacted, or could it impact, the national understanding of this issue when this sort of commentary is coming from the right, those who are usually opposed to this?
It's so right, Greg. I think that this shows that health care is going to be a crucial, crucial issue in the 2012 elections. It's already a crucial issue in the 2011 run-up for the Republican primary. I think Mitt Romney has done tremendous damage to his candidacy by basically saying he loves Romney care, but he hates Obamacare. People can't understand how you can hold those two contradictory views at the same time. And with Speaker Gingrich saying, you know, trashing the Republican plan, you just have to wonder, has he read it? Does he realize how much damage the president has done to Medicare by taking $500 billion out of this program to create new entitlement programs, this new independent payment advisory board that's going to put unelected bureaucrats in charge of the Medicare program that nobody can basically touch? I mean, that's really what we should be talking about, is the damage that the president has done to Medicare. And what Newt is doing is creating a fiction that Paul Ryan is recommending damage to Medicare. What he's saying is, let's save the program for the future. The president's tract causes it to go bankrupt. Let's save the program. Let's engage private competition, consumer choice, the kinds of things that we know work in the rest of the economy. And for Newt to trash this and to now have the footage that can be used against Republicans in elections all over the country for the next year and a half was unconscionable. I think both Mitt Romney and Newt Gingrich have done serious damage to their potential candidacy for the Republican presidential nomination.
Last question real quickly before we let you go. In trying to explain or perhaps walk back his statement from Meet the Press, Gingrich said that the only time he ever spoke out in favor of individual mandates was when that was the conservative alternative to what the Clinton administration was pushing back in the early to mid-90s with what he called Hillary Care, because they were pushing a government-run system for everyone. And so the Republican/conservative response was, let's force everybody to buy health insurance, but they can do so in a marketplace. I know you were very involved in that debate. How legitimate of an explanation is that?
Well, there was the Heritage Foundation, and its original proposal did have an individual mandate, and those of us from the other think tank said this was absolutely wrong. I have never supported an individual mandate. My colleagues in the free market policy community, Save Heritage, have never supported an individual mandate. And it was a mistake then, it's a mistake now, and it would be a mistake when it comes into effect in 2014. So for the former speaker to claim that that was a conservative perspective, I don't know which conservative he was talking to, because virtually none of the ones I talked to thought this was ever going to be a good idea. It leads to all of the rules and regulations and government control of health insurance that we now see. That is the starting point for the government to say what kind of health insurance you have to have. How are you going to pay for it? How much of your salary can you pay for it? We have to have employers in here. We need to get new exchanges set up. Oh, let's expand Medicaid. It all starts with the individual mandate.
Grace Marie, very interesting. Thanks, as always, for your expertise.
Thank you, Greg. Always nice to talk with you.
Thank you. Grace Marie Turner is president of the Galen Institute, and she's lead author of the brand-new book, Why Obamacare is Wrong for America.